This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Sven Bensler, you mentioned a lot of references of the Bible. What about John 10:30? The Father and me are one.
The brother quoted a verse of the Bible, Gospel of John, chapter number 10, verse number 30, the Father and me are one. It is not the Father and me are one, it is I and my Father are one. It's not the Father and me are one. Now this quotation, I and my Father are one. To know what it is, you have to know the context. You have to understand the context that I and my Father are one. To know this, you have to go a few verses earlier. If you read Gospel of John, chapter number 10, verse number 23, it speaks about the context that the Jews, they entered the temple in Solomon's porch, verse number 23. Verse number 24 says that the Jews came upon Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, and they asked him, how long dost thou make us doubt? If thou art the Christ, tell us plainly. Verse number 25 says, I have told you, but you believe not in me. The work that I do, they bear witness of my Father. Verse number 26 says, you do not believe in me because you are not my sheep. Verse number 27 says, my sheep, they hear me and they follow me. Verse number 28, I give them eternal life. No man can pluck them out of my hand. Verse number 29 says, my Father that giveth to me is greater than all. No man can pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. So in context, it means in purpose. Verse number 28 says that no man can pluck them out of my hand. Verse number 29 says, my Father is greater than all. No man can pluck them out of my Father's hand. Verse number 30, I and my Father are one. So it means they are one in purpose. If I say my Father is a medical doctor and he's a doctor, I'm a medical doctor and my Father are one, it means we are one in profession. It does not mean one in person. But the Christians say, no, it means one in person and my Father are one, indicates that Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, is God. If I agree for sake of argument, further if you read in the Gospel of John, chapter number 17, verse number 21, Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, says, my Father is in me and I in thee. He tells his apostles, to his 12 apostles, my Father is in me, I in thee, and we are one. The same one is used here. So do you mean to say there are 14 gods now? Father is in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, is in the apostles. So there'll be 14 gods. So you have to coin a new word. Instead of Trinity, you have to coin a word for 14 gods. Hear what Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, meant. The same one was used, that one in purpose. And further it's mentioned in the Gospel of John, chapter number 17, verse number 23, that Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, he tells the apostles that I am in you and me, we are one. That means one in purpose. And immediately you read further, Gospel of John chapter 10, verse number 31, the Jews, they pick up stones to stone Jesus Christ, peace be upon him. Verse number 32, Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, says, many of good works have I done. For which of my good works do you stone me? Verse number 33, all this is from my head. Any Christian who has a Bible can open and check up all the references I'm giving. Gospel of John chapter number 10 verse number 33 says that we don't stone you for good works. You being a man, you blaspheme is saying I am God. Verse number 34 says that isn't it mentioned in your scriptures that ye are gods and the one to whom the word of God comes is called as God. Your scripture is not broken. So here if you read in context, that I and my Father are one is in purpose. It doesn't mean that they are one in unity, and it doesn't claim at all that Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, is God. Otherwise, it would mean that there are 14 gods. So what it means is that the purpose of Almighty God and Jesus Christ, the messenger of God, is one and the same. Hope that answers the question.